His own.
His
own. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. And that word there, I know that we have fashioned it into a curse word, but it's not a curse word. It is simply a word that means you do not have a father. And I'm telling you, if you've never, if you are a believer, there will be some chastening along the way. God will try to keep you headed in the right direction. And if you've never experienced the chastening hand of God, I'm here to declare to you tonight, you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. I got saved 37 years ago, didn't know anything about church, Bible, anything whatsoever. I had no conscience left when I got saved. I mean, I was a wicked, wicked man. I could do anything I wanted to do and lay my head down in my pillow at night and sleep like a baby. Nothing bothered me. I got saved by the grace of God, and I can't get by with anything anymore. No, and I'm thankful for that. No, I'm telling you, because God moved in. And I'm telling you, from that time forward, he has dealt with me as a son and has tried his best to keep me in line. He's tried his best. But I want you to realize something here. Yeah, God whips us sometimes. Yeah, I know. But God's chastening is not always with a rod. No. Sometimes it's just that still small voice trying to get you back on the straight and narrow path that leads to life. Truly. No. His chastening hand can be this. Okay, I've saved your soul. I'm going to put you on this straight path. This is a path I have for you now. And if you'll just listen to me, everything's going to go okay. So you go on. The path that leads to life, go on. No, you can have the abundant life. Just go on. Just listen to me. Everything. No, don't go left. Don't go there. No, just back on and get your eyes off of that. No, you don't need to be looking at that. Amen. And don't turn that off. You don't need to be watching that. You don't need to be listening to that. No, don't go that way. No, you stumble. It's okay. I'm here to help you. It's just fine. I just want you to keep on going this way. Come on, that's our God, friend. Amen. That's our wonderful Heavenly Father. He's there for us. And if we would listen to him, if we would tune him in better, if we would pay attention to him, we could live a much, much better life. Many times he corrects us with that still, small voice. But if we're not careful and we don't listen to it, pretty soon it becomes hard to hear. I'm so glad we have a God that loves us.
Amen.
No, he loves us. I mean, truly does love us. He loves us. I mean, more than we can understand, he loves us. And he wants to help us to be everything he would have us to be, because he knows that's the best life that we could have.
Yeah, that's right.
Doing the things that he would have for us. And I can guarantee you this. He always chastens in love.
Amen.
No, you can believe me when I tell you that God always corrects us in love.
Right.
However the correction may come. Charles Spurgeon said, the Lord can do no, listen to this, the Lord can do no unloving thing toward one of his children.
Amen.
Oh, I love that. And it's true. No. The Lord, no. Or the Lord beats on us, he must get enjoyment. I'm telling you, we raised two daughters, and I'm telling you, there were times that I had to chasten them. There were times I beat them. Sometimes I think I should have beat them more. And, I didn't really get any enjoyment. Well, sometimes I got enjoyment out of it. I mean, it was just, okay, some of you didn't bring any sense of humor, whatever. I did not do that to my children because I hated them. I did that to my children because I loved them. And I didn't want them to keep making the same mistake over and over and over and over. This is the confidence. No, this is confidence that we all need, that God loves us. Please listen to me. Even when we mess up, He loves us. Even when we mess up, He is still there waiting and wanting us just to come to Him. He just wants us to come to Him. God does not chasten us for His pleasure. God chastens us for our profit. That we might be more of what He would have us to be. There's a little boy playing with one of his friends, and his friend said to him, "You got to be good. Your dad's not going to love you." His dad was within earshot of that, and he called that boy over to him, his son over to him, and he said, "What that kid just told you isn't true. It's just not true." And his son said, "Well, I got to be good, or you're not going to love me if I'm not good. Well, isn't that right? Isn't it right?" And the father wisely said, he said, "I will always love you. And I will love you with a love that makes me glad. And when you're bad, I will love you with a love that hurts me." And so it is with our Heavenly Father. I really do believe that. When He corrects us, it's always with love. I believe when God has to strongly chasten us, and He is able to do that too also. Come on, I'm not going to get into it, but He can. When He has to strongly chasten us, it's done with a tear in His eye. I don't believe He gets any joy out of it whatsoever. My child, please listen to me and get back in line. I'm just trying to help you to do what's going to be best for you. We know that children have to be taught right from wrong, and sometimes that involves correction from the father. And we have to be taught right from wrong at times, don't we?
Right.
And it involves correction from the father. I'm gonna close. I struggle with things in my Christian life just like many of you. Oh, but you're a pastor. I'm a sinner saved by grace.
Amen.
That's what I am. And it's only by the good grace of God that I get to do what I can't even believe I get to do what I do. I really can't believe that. I'm just waiting for them to come to my office and go, "It's time for you to leave, bud." Just by the good grace of God that I'm saved. It's just by the good grace of God that I get to do what I do. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. And I struggle. And I have to admit to you straight out that sometimes I get overwhelmed by my failures. No, I do. And I know that I need the help. Those times I know that I need the help that only my Heavenly Father can supply. And so I have to get alone with Him and cry out to the Lord, cry out to Him, "Oh Lord, correct me. I want to be everything that You would have me to be. Correct me. Lord, I want to be everything that these people need for me to be, Your people. Correct me. I want to be the husband I should be. I want to be the father I should be. I want to be the pastor I should be. I want to be the Christian I should be. Oh Lord, correct me. Help me. I can't do this on my own. Help me to be everything that You, Lord, would have me to be for You and for others." Because truly our Christian life is supposed to be all about others, isn't it? So for whatever the price, whatever it may cost, I want God's will done in my life. And whatever that may cost you or me, it's well worth the price. Well, what if I come down and ask Him to correct me and He tells me that I need to get rid of some things. Get rid of them. I would be willing to guess that there's some people sitting in this place tonight that really don't need one of these.
Come on.
Okay, it got real quiet. But I know that for a fact that these have destroyed some lives. Because people can't control them. There's too much access there. Come on, don't make me get into this. I told you I was going to quit. There's too much access there. There's too much information, quote unquote, there. I don't think any real young person needs one of these for sure. And it might be that God would say, you need to get rid of that smartphone, just get you a flip phone. Well, good grief, you know, but I really need... No, you just need a way to communicate. You don't need all that other stuff.
Right.
You don't need that. It may be that God would tell you, you need to get rid of your computer. Just get rid of that computer. Well, that's a lot of work I got to do on my computer. Well, maybe he'll tell you to put it in a place where, about when you use it, that you're not the only one that can see it. Boy, this was going real good till I got to this part, wasn't it? It may be that God will tell you, you need to get rid of satellite TV. You really don't need that because you can't control it. I mean, when you're there by yourself, your finger goes crazy and you just don't need all that. Maybe you need to cut down to the basic package where you don't get all that other stuff. Come on. We're praying for revivals, right? And we want God to have his way in our life. Oh, Lord, correct me.
Amen.
But what if he tells me something I don't want to do? The whole thing is when you cry that out, he's probably going to tell you something you don't want to do. Because there's some area in your life that he wants to be different, but you don't. So we have to decide whether or not we're even willing to cry out. Oh, Lord, correct me. I need what only you can do. And Father, it's high time that I finally just yielded my life to you. So really, here's the invitation. What about you? What about you? Are you in need of help that only the Lord can give? I do know this. We need help. We need help.
That's right.
Okay. I'm just going to read what our text was. Listen real close. Now I'm going to close. Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Oh Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not mine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Psalm 121 verse 2 says, my help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. And if he made the heaven and earth, we know he made us. So we know that he knows and wants the best for us. Why wouldn't we yield ourselves to him? Why wouldn't we yield ourselves? Let's stand. Would you stand with me, Father? Thank you.